Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your host, the number one fuck boy, John Gabris. And today we're going to be talking. It's the start of 2016, guys. The new year, new you. And who else to come back to discuss this other than the new you himself, the new Eugene Cordero. Oh,
that was the worst intro.
As I was saying you, I realized that that is also the first syllable of your name.
Yeah, you should have always known that. That's like a constant thing.
Now that I've known you for 12 years, I should know what the first letter of your name is.
And I feel like you, like me and Eugene, has always been like...
Oh, that makes more sense.
A weird, you know...
Yeah, me, Eugene, and Dupree.
Yep.
Me, Eugene, me, and Dupree.
yeah.
Eugene, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Dude, I'm happy to be in LA. I'm happy to be back.
I'm glad to see that you're in CrossFit shoes, CrossFit shirt, mm-hmm. joggers, high black socks.
High black socks. Always in high black socks.
Always, because that's SoCal, baby.
it is SoCal.
It is like Sublime style, yeah. Riding the lowrider bike with the high socks.
It's a big Hawaii thing, too, I've noticed.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of crossover in those styles. There is. Yeah. There's the flat brim Hurley hats.
Yeah. Mine's even curled up now.
Oh, it's like gone. I'm so jealous. Yeah. I'm so jealous.
I've gone to it. And these are like the Strike Movement shoes, by the way.
Are they?
If anybody realizes.
So what are Strike Movement shoes?
They're like the gymnastic, like Carl Pauly.
Oh, the backflip shoes.
Yeah, the backflip shoes.
Carl Pauly, the guy who I tried to learn how to do a backflip by watching YouTube videos. I'm 6'2", 300 pounds trying to do a backflip.
Dude.
So at this point, Eugene, before we get into talking fitness and 2016 inspiration, I'm just going to read some reviews of the podcast, because as you guys know, as you shitheads out there know, as you number two fuckboys out there know, you give me 5 stars on iTunes and roast me, and I will read your comment and shout out your name. So this is from Iostig, massive waste of time. That's it. All
right. Okay. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. The dude's right. All right. Here's a long one from Terraria Fan 420. The number one fuckboy is right. This guy is a joke. That stupid Strong Island accent. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Why? Chalkboard.
Chalkboard.
You added that. Chalk.
Yeah, I added that because I don't know.
Okay.
That's the Long Island accent. Chalkboard. Like, why would you even listen to this garbage? I'm guessing you like laughing. Laughing is fucking overrated. He can't even keep it together a whole episode. I saw the Power Hour live, and the guy could drink Homer Simpson under the table. Okay. That's the last part's a compliment.
Yeah, it ended positively. And even in a way, he couldn't roast you that hard because he was still like, laughter's a cool
And I
thing.
Went. Yeah. He's like, I went to his live show.
He likes you.
This is cool. Terraria Fan 420. Haha. I'm not going to blow up your spot too much, but there is about, you know, 25 more lines of comments. I'm just not going to read it all. It's getting kind of weird. Okay. Oh, here we go. From Dave Lingenbrick. Just amazing podcast with tons of variety. Favorite episodes being Taco Bell, Power Hour, Predator. Really happy to see John moving into his own thing here. He's great. Just a little date rapey.
Good. Good. Positive. That's a real roast. Positive and then negative.
This is from E-Buzz. You pronounce conscientious like a 12-year-old with a
there
list.
There you go.
I just did it.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Rubble Sandwich. You wanted us to roast you, but it seems like you've already been deep fried. Ooh, that's good, baby. Hmm. All right, this is from RP Chi-Town. You might be asking yourself, who is John Gabrus? Don't worry, the rest of the world is as well. When he's not filling his mouth with garbage or his lungs with weed, Gabrus can be found hosting this podcast. He covers a myriad of topics such as eating food, smoking weed, and eating food while smoking weed. When his first name is said aloud, you might think about a toilet, and that's exactly what John's career has become.
Oh, this one's great.
Ooh, I'm going to keep going. Seriously, I think there are corpses on CSI more famous. He talks about flying to New York constantly for work. He must be taking the plane they used for getting space shuttles off the ground. Love you, fuckboy.
That's nice. Space shuttle joke.
This is, I think I've previously read this review, but this is one of my favorite reviews of all time. This is from the Axel Ray. The title of his review, or her review, is just the poop emoji. Mm-hmm. And it says, a show where John Garbus mostly names the places he likes to eat. And it's J-O-H-N. So, like, the person has either they're being so specific to know something that would offend me so much, yeah, or they're just have no idea who I am.
I also like Garbus. That's amazing.
That's all right. Well, guys, thanks for those reviews. Really helps my...
I feel like you can go even harder. I mean, he starts this whole podcast by calling you shitheads.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So, I call you guys shitheads.
For listening. So, you know, go ahead and...
Thank you, Eugene.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you guys got Eugene's permission to go even harder on me.
These are still positive. These are still relatively positive to Gabriel.
And we don't want that.
We don't want me to feel good. Like food, weed, and food with weed.
Yeah, and they're not wrong. That's pretty much my life. And what a great moment to transition to 2016, new year, mm-hmm, new you. I don't know why I keep saying new year, new you.
New year,
it's the corniest thing you can say.
New you is pretty, that makes it cheesy enough where you're not going to do anything.
Right. In reality, what I want is the old me, not the new me.
What year was old you? What year is like?
Any year before this one.
No.
You mean like when I was in my best shape?
Yeah. What's prime Gabrus?
There was a couple of prime Gabruses. There was freshman year of college.
That was rugby?
2001, yeah. That was playing rugby, just coming off 5 years as a lifeguard.
Mm-hmm.
No, coming off my first summer as a lifeguard. Then
that was freshman year?
Freshman year of college.
So you're 18.
Yeah, I was 18, of course. Okay, who's not ripped when they're 18?
That's HGH stuff.
That 18 was taking Xenadrin daily, creatine, Celtec, Nitrotec. That was spending a lot of money on my GNC gold pass.
Yeah.
<at the time. laughs> And then the next best bout of shape was before I started playing rugby again in New York. Mm-hmm. This would be about 2008 or 2009.
This is CrossFit football?
This is CrossFit football when I got super into CrossFit at CrossFit. Shout out to CrossFit South Brooklyn.
South Brooklyn's the shit.
Yeah, if you live in Brooklyn, go hit up CrossFit South Brooklyn.
The best.
They're the best. Talk to David Osario, Christian Fox, Jeremy Fisher. These are all my favorite old coaches. Who moves 4 years later and remembers every single trainer at their gym?
Yeah.
This fucking guy, because that gym was awesome. And then I was in really good shape, and I was doing CrossFit and playing rugby, and I got into very good shape again. And then there was one.
And that was 2000 what?
That was like 2007 or 2008.
Okay.
And then in like 2011, after rugby, when I wasn't playing rugby anymore, and I was just, maybe this was 2012. No, I would have moved to LA in 2012.
Let's do the math on the air.
Yeah, this is important. Guys, by the way, I have a calendar and nude photos of myself up, and you and me and Eugene are just circling when I was in the best shape.
Yeah.
This wasn't necessarily my best shape, but I stopped playing rugby and I stopped doing CrossFit and just was focused on powerlifting. And that's when I got up to my biggest numbers, which for me is just as fun as looking good. That's when I did 405 for 5 on the squat and 200 for 5 on strict press, which were like two.
Damn.
Yeah, and three competition 307 bench press with pause.
Oh, right. You did a competition then.
I did the York Northeastern powerlifting championship.
That was in 2012.
That was 2012, yeah.
So those are the. So I want to get back to one of those.
So you went 18 years old, and then 2007 or 2008.
25.
So and, like 5 years, like and then 5 or 6 years,
and then 27 ish.
Yeah,
yeah, and then I got married, and
well, that's hard.
From there,
I mean, you know, there is that hard thing, which being a married man also, and then like I was away for like almost 10 weeks, and being away for that long, when I got back. You know, you just want to go out to dinner.
You want
to
hang out.
Eat whatever. You want to be able to just veg and watch all of the screeners.
Yeah, you want to watch all of Making a Murderer.
Yeah, all of Making a Murderer, all of the screeners we get because, you know, we're SAG and
SAG WGA.
WGA because, you know, we're big time.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? John Gabris here, SAG AFTRA.
SAG AFTRA. Use your Cordero, SAG AFTRA.
UTA, hit them up.
But yeah, so you want to stay at home, you want to watch us, it rains for 5 seconds, you just want to stay in and eat like ravioli.
Yeah, I've been on, I was doing well for a while after our last podcast, and then from about Thanksgiving to today, which is January 7th, I've been on, well, from Thanksgiving to January 4th, I was on a huge fucking bender.
So how long is that?
It's like a month and 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah.
8 weeks, eight 9 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough. It's tough to come out of that hole.
It's so much easier to like, but it goes both ways, which is the positive thing.
Yeah.
You can build a fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? Momentum or consistency. It's very easy if you smoke weed and drink all day one day to just wake up the next morning and start smoking weed and drinking.
Right.
Yeah, and when I say bender, people, I don't want you to think I'm like gone in Vegas, like shacked up in a motel room. I'm just being gross. I'm just eating what...
But hang on.
Whatever I want, racking up Grubhub money.
But if you're going for it, it would be a motel in Vegas?
I'm thinking leaving Las Vegas.
If you're on a bender, like, at this point, you can get a flamingo room.
Right, yeah.
You'd still be on the strip.
Bro. Let me call UTA, see what they got. Yeah, so I've been, but since January 4th, so this is a little bit of a cop-out because today's only Thursday.
Yeah.
But I've been alcohol, weed, and grain-free for 4 days now.
Alcohol, weed, and grain-free?
Yeah, for 4 days.
That's great.
I'm feeling...
Is it hard?
It's so much less hard than you think it. Like, it's so much easier than I remember it being.
So what is it... How long are you trying to do that for?
I'm trying to... The new thing, my wife and I... 2016 is going to be a big year because we want to... buy a house. We have no money, but we want to save up and buy a house. We want to get
UTA.
Serious about getting... Yeah, hey, UTA, if you're listening, come send on. Me out to fucking something, for fuck's sake. We want to save up money. We want to get healthier because we were both kind of just enabling one another.
Yeah, sure.
Not in a bad way. Like, but we were just like, hey, let's order whatever the fuck we want. Or like, I'm craving pizza. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, let's order a pizza.
Well, there's the thing of like, you got to still enjoy your life. You can't like... You know, but, and I feel like it's overdone, and especially in, like, 2016, like, I think in general, the idea of people, and I think I have said this, is, like, the idea of saying moderation is so hard to do consistently.
Yeah, I was listening to a Tim Ferriss podcast recently, and he was telling me, he's like,
oh, he was telling me. You?
Yeah, he was telling. I was listening to my own interview with Tim Ferriss. Tim Ferriss, I'm a huge fan of yours. If you'd ever want to come on my podcast, I'd shit a brick. But I don't think you would. But Tim, he was saying to someone, he's like, willpower takes up so much RAM. So you have to use so much brain power to use willpower. So he eliminates it. He's like, he can have Triscuits in his house.
Yeah.
But if he has them there, he has to use willpower. If he doesn't have them there, and that's kind of how I feel about moderation.
So what do you mean? If he doesn't have them there, then he doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, then he doesn't have to worry about it. It just eliminates that option.
Yeah.
That's what I'm kind of trying to do now, is like, I have to like trick myself in 1,000 different ways to be healthy.
Yeah, but is there... So this is going to sound, because we come from the same kind of world too, and you had the episode with Will Hines and Anthony about improv, but just to like add a little bit of like our upbringing, like we were taught that if you make a decision, it's better than like being like whatever, you know what I mean? Like either going like saying yes or no, but just like doing something rather than I don't know.
Right, exactly. Just making a choice.
So why not just make a choice every day and make the good choice. Yeah. Like, honestly, I know it sounds like so stupid, but then make the good choice. And that good choice could mean eating it. So it's like the good choice, because you went to the fucking Oinkster, was to get a burger.
Right.
That's the good choice. So then just say, yes, that's my choice, and then own it.
And then don't retroactively make yourself feel bad about it. Yeah, so my in-laws were visiting, and my mother-in-law was eating healthy leading up to visiting here. And then we were going out partying. And the whole time we were, whenever we went out to fancy dinners, she'd be like, I never eat like this. Oh, this is unhealthy. Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm like, you're taking away from my enjoyment. I can only imagine you're taking away from your own enjoyment.
Yeah.
If you're already at this point. So this actually transitions to, this is something that has nothing to do with fitness, career, or money. But this is something I want to do in 2016. This is a resolution that I want to have. And we can talk on this for a bit. I want to take more joy and more happiness out of the moments that are supposed to be joyful or happy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I feel like sometimes I book a job that I'm so excited to do, and I get there, and it kind of sucks. The other people suck. It's raining. It's a long day.
Yeah.
And I immediately start bitching about it in my head. Even if it's not out loud, I'm just like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Or I want to do an improv show, and then it's at 10:30 at night, and I'm like, fuck. Right. Oh, God. And I'm so miserable. I get there. I do the show, and I have a blast. And then afterwards, I feel better. I'm like, I'm not even taking joy from moments I'm supposed to take joy from.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what happens sometimes with people with food. They're
I mean, it's the same thing that happens when, like, if you get a cut on your finger, and this is so...
Let's just stop for one second.
Oh, you could?
No. Jesus Christ. What? I could barely. I didn't really know.
It was more that it was just distracting me.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
No, of course. That makes sense.
Had to go tell other people in this fucking office to shut up.
So you know that thing of like, you got to enjoy it while it's happening, because then if not, like it's going to
pass.
Why'd
you do it?
But it's also that same thing of like, you know, if you cut your finger, or like you have like a small cut on your hand, and you're like, ow, and then now it hurts, and you just wish you just had a normal finger again.
Right.
And you're just like, God, I can't wait for like 2 days where this is normal. But then you don't care once it's normal. Like you overthink it.
Yeah, so once you're not like waking up every morning, you're like, 10 normal fingers.
yeah. Until something goes wrong. So it's like that same kind of, you got to just fucking enjoy shit.
Yeah.
I want to try and enjoy shit.
Like,
even
I think
more.
That's because even when I'm like being unhealthy, I'm like, gross. I can't believe I'm eating this fucking huge, this whatever. And I'm like, no, I'm already doing it.
Yeah.
Let me just relish in it.
Yeah.
And then maybe you get so much positive stuff from it that it's enough to satiate you
it
for
is.
A while from.
It actually is. And I think there is that. I feel like that's a lot of it. Enjoy it. Don't think of it. You know, I mean. Again, it's like your relationship with food is the huge thing, and the huge thing is enjoying everything. There's nothing that's bad. They all made it to taste great.
Right.
So it worked.
Yeah, it's mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Doritos, you did it with the Cool Ranch.
Right.
And
they're fucking great.
Yeah. You did it.
Cream cheese, you're awesome.
You did it. Everybody is doing it. Everybody is doing it. Even almond milk's doing it right now with all those different flavors.
Well, that's what I was just about to say, too, is like, I'm learning, like, I made myself for this week as part of my new, new Gabrus. I made a pound and a half of grass-fed ground beef with onions and mushrooms chopped up in it. And then I heat that up every morning and crack a couple of eggs on top.
That sounds great.
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
And it's healthy.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I mean, it all depends on what angle you want for health. But for me, not eating grains, and as long as it's grass-fed beef and veggies and cage-free eggs, I'm fine with that. I've been eating that every morning. And it tastes great. I dump a shit ton of green Tabasco on it. And it's good. Would I prefer to have a bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll? Maybe. But the way I feel after I eat that is I feel fine.
Right. But
this week, I literally have only been shitting once in the morning, which is so new to me.
I don't care.
Oh, no.
Why does that matter?
Because I use shitting runs my life normally. Normally, I'm on the ball for like 6-7 times.
Jesus.
Yeah, I have,
really?
I have major issues. Yeah. I think I might be allergic to stuff, but I'm afraid to go find out because I don't want to have to be like, shit, I'm allergic to grains.
Right. You don't want to do like a whole 30 and then start bringing things in.
And then find out that,
yeah,
shit, I'm allergic to things I love. I'd rather just have diarrhea from things all the time.
Jeez.
Well, let's shift gears here for the listeners who don't want to hear about diarrhea.
I think people want to hear it. If you're at that point in your life where you're having diarrhea on a regular basis, then you got to change some shit up.
Right.
But at the same time, if the thing that you're eating every morning you love and you're going for it and you do love it and you're not sick of it, then like go ahead.
Right.
But like it also I've realized too, and this was while I'm home this time, I'm like, ooh, I want to eat something shitty, quote unquote shitty, but just like I wanted something good that I haven't had in a while. Like a burrito and nachos and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can't wait for this. I want to do this so bad. And the effort that it would take to like find the place that I wanted to get this good shit from and blah, 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 took longer than if I just like ate something real quick that I've already prepared.
Right. And that's because you have shifted your whole.
Yeah.
And which is not impossible to do.
No.
But you've shifted your whole POV to like where nachos were the norm.
Yes.
Nachos were once, not the norm, but nachos were once a week or twice a month of a thing.
Yeah.
They are for me now.
Yeah.
But when you go to get it to the point where you're like, all right, I have nachos once every couple of months. And then when you go to have it and you're like, I don't even really, I want to cheat. I want to eat gross right now, but I don't even really want to do it. I feel like I think I want to do it.
But sometimes it's the best.
Oh, it's undeniably.
Nachos are the best, though.
It's so funny. Like, when, like, you know, people are like, Mexican's pretty healthy. And it is. You can eat pretty healthy in a Mexican place if you choose wisely. But I'll go and get a quesadilla and nachos. That's my go-to order.
I have decided, though, that I would prefer nacho toppings, like a regular like nacho
beans,
whatever,
ground beef, all that stuff, all that shit
on fries over.
Ooh, those called Irish nachos, right?
I don't know. Yes,
I think it's called Irish nacho.
Sure, yeah. If that's what that's called, whatever that's called on French fries is so much.
Of course,
better.
I've got some microaggression explanation of what it is
because of the potatoes.
Yeah.
But those meals aren't bad. Like, so what you're saying and what we're all saying. Instead of the idea of moderation or the idea of whatever, say yes to what you want to eat, which is that awesome breakfast that you're eating all the time. And then you're going to be at a point where you're driving with your wife somewhere and you're like, ooh, let's get bacon, egg, and cheese. And you'll go, yeah.
That's great. Fine because I haven't been jamming them down all week
right.
long anyway.
And then you're going to love it and you'll enjoy it. And then that'll hopefully satiate it. But then here's the thing. After that, bacon, egg, and cheese, fucking on a brioche or whatever, you're going to have it.
Your
brioche is great.
Oh, it's so good.
Let's say that's what you have, and you get it from like one of those places where you're having brunch. So you have like Bloody Mary, and like you do the whole thing.
And you have some potatoes, you're drinking orange juice, coffee with milk.
You're having a brunch. After that brunch, you have the evening, and of course, you can go like, well, I already had a shitty brunch, so let's just get a pizza or something.
Eugene, right now you're in my world right now. I feel like you're talking from inside my brain.
So, but that takes convincing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I have to talk myself into we might as well just go full nuts today.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Because your brain, this is your yes no. Your brain already goes, eat something good. And
please.
you have to make that choice. So your brain already made that choice. Your body already made that choice of going, eat something good. So you already said yes to that. So you're denying your choice already.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
And you know, like, I have to actively choose. Be like, all right, guess it's going to be full nasty.
Yeah.
Which is okay for its... Like, I went away for New Year's Eve weekend with some friends. Like, a bunch of couples. And we just cooked for each other. It
awesome.
Wasn't like we didn't eat... We didn't eat nasty food because we all cooked it ourselves, so
right.
it's all good.
Yeah.
But I'm eating, you know, 5 corn tortilla tacos or like 3 veal cutlets.
Amazing.
And it was all fucking great. New Year's Eve weekend when you're away with friends for 3 days, that's the time to do that.
Yeah.
To be like, well, if we're going to wake up and make a huge quiche and then do this, great. If you're at home Monday through Friday and allow and just making the negative choices over and over again, you're doing the wrong thing at that point.
I was really happy to be here and eating like just kind of whatever. And I don't know what it was. I got that whatever that stomach bug was.
Oh, the E. coli, the Chipotle thing that people
No. The like stomach flu that people have for like 2 days or 3 days out here.
Oh, you got that?
I got it. And it was like right after eating like that for a while. And I was just like, is my body punishing me? Or you know,
yeah, you're learning the lesson the hard way.
Yeah, they're like, no, that's like some kind of flu. I was like, oh, thank goodness. Because I thought that I was like in trouble. But it's crazy. It's so hard. If you think of it as hard, I mean, it's 2016. It's like shorter goals,
you know, shorter goals.
But then like in the next year, I just want, you know, just try to do the best you can.
Right. Right. And I don't even like want to lose weight. I just want to be, I'm at the age now where I don't like, it's obvious I don't give a fuck about the way I look. It's, like that goes without saying. Based on my entire like every choice I make, I'm wearing like 7 different shades of blue right now, and shorts.
Here's a weird thing: it's 7 shades of gray that you're wearing.
Oh shit!
And you don't even realize the colors.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say 7 shades of gray because of copyright stuff with like the BDSM books and movies and stuff.
Yeah. So close
I'm writing
that. Close to that. You're 43 shades away.
I'm off by 43 more shades and I'm ready to go, baby. I am getting to the age where I'm like, if I want to have kids eventually, I watch like...
Are you at the age where you want to have kids eventually, or are you at the age where you should start having kids?
Yeah, I guess eventually was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Now is the time. I want to have kids. I just recently watched The Revenant. Mm-hmm. And The Martian in like the same weekend.
Yeah.
And they're both like survival movies. And watching that, I was like, I would give up instantly. And then I saw San Andreas like a week before that with The Rock, with our friend and hero, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And The Rock is not someone to look at and be like, I want to be like that. But it was the other people in the movie who are just like running from earthquakes. I'm like, I would die immediately if an earthquake happened right now.
Yeah. I mean, and that was one of the key things from last time that we're like, you know, can you survive things?
Right. Can I survive like...
If it was up to you. I mean, of course, if an earthquake hit and there was a fucking rock that fell from, you know, or the part of the ceiling collapsed on your head, none of those guys would survive.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how many pull-ups you could do.
you got crushed.
Your body fat percentage has no account on a rock hitting you in the head.
You got crushed. But if you can get away and you don't have the strength to get away and your adrenaline can't even pull you out of it, you're in a bad place.
Yeah, like, I don't want to get, like, really fucking weird and stuff, but, like, if somebody, like, came into my house and I had to, like, fight them, I would do okay because I'm a big, strong guy. But if it lasted more than 30 seconds, I'd be absolutely gassed. And then I'd watch this guy cut my wife's head off.
Well, you know, that guy who has broken into your house probably has watched tape of you and knows that you're going to gas after a while. So he's going to
He's got fight tape on me. He's going to keep me at bay with some leg kicks and some jabs.
He's going to play it safe for the first round of the life fight. Yeah. And then he's going to go hard and knock you out.
He's going to know. He's like, look, this guy's going to gas because you can tell he's sleeping in underwear 3 sizes too small.
Let me keep my distance.
Let me keep my distance for a bit.
Let me run around this couch for a minute. Let him gas out and then I'll attack him.
I'm grabbing. Imagine like taking a water break in like an actual like street fight, like survive. Like you're like squaring off at someone. You're like, yo, give me a sec. You like grab water cooler and take a sip.
Do you look in your
anus in the mirror?
No, I wouldn't ask that question. I know that's true.
I'm doing it right now. Yeah. Like this.
I don't know what color gray I'm wearing, but this is easy. I know. Well, you're in your bedroom and you look at how you would defend yourself.
Oh, of course.
You do that a lot?
Dude, I feel like I fantasize like hero scenarios all the time.
Is it a hero scenario every time?
I'm confident in my ability. This is going to sound so ridiculous. everyone who listens to this knows I'm a big pussy and I talk about, I'm honest all the time. I'm confident that I would try to do something in a situation that was bad.
Really?
Yeah. I'm confident. I'm not confident I would succeed, but I'm so, I don't want to run like enough to the point where if someone broke into my house, I envision that shit. If someone breaks into my house, I picture telling my wife to call 911 and then fucking beating the shit out of someone.
Really?
Yeah. Because I genuinely...
That's so funny. I look at my bedroom and, like, where our bed is and then the dresser is and then the door. And immediately if I hear somebody breaking into the house, I would shut the door, push the dresser in front of the door, and then leave.
Right. Go out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
I would go call 911, grab a stick and be like,
but you don't even know how many there are.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
That's crazy.
To me, like, I was like, I'm more scared of hiding than I am of confrontation.
Well, yeah. I mean, but hiding never works.
Right.
I know that.
Right.
But running
I
works.
Know, trust me. Take it from a guy who hid in his closet and was then murdered shortly after.
Listen, from a guy who has a hard time finding hiding
space. Yeah. Well, also, you can't really hide if you're 6'2", 310 pounds.
I mean, you are going to have to
put a lampshade on my head.
That always works. You're going to have to fight eventually, but I feel like
right. I know what you're saying. And I don't think I would actually like charge out there, but I think I'm confident in my ability that, or not my ability, I'm more confident in my motivation. I might immediately get the shit kicked out of me or killed, but I think I would do something.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, come at me, motherfuckers.
But watch tape on them.
Watch tape on me so you know my style, which is wild swinging
monkey.
And
monkey style.
Completely out of breath.
Monkey style. He jumps on your chest.
I leap up, wrap my legs and arms around you, and pop your ears with my palms.
That's just Bloodsport.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, listen to episode 2 of the podcast where we talk about Bloodsport.
So good. But going back to the world of 2016 this year,
how our worlds are going to be
for the year.
I just took a hit of acid, so I know exactly.
You know how your world's going to be?
I know what the world is, man.
I'm just like, oh, there'll be kind of, you know, like bookmarks in it where I'm like, ooh, I want to do this. I want to do this. I know for this. I mean, we want to do the Spartan race in September.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Are you going to do the long one?
No, I want to do whichever it is, because the long one, the Beast, which is like 13 miles, is like a tough mudder, which I already do.
I want to do the 3 to 5, like Spartan one with like all the crazy events. And do you do it as a team?
You can. And I think that's what we should do.
I think we should
do
it.
What I think you should do, or we should do, is join, make a team, and then any of the shitheads that want to join our team should
any of the listeners can just join. That'd be awesome.
And jump on our team with us. Just sign up and jump on our team.
That's fucking great. We'll call ourselves the shitheads.
Shitheads. We'll do the shithead. We'll just be the shitheads. And like, we could be 3 deep. Me, you, and Rogers.
Right, we got 3 so far. Yeah, yeah.
And then, so it could either be 3 of us or 5 of us or like 35 people.
That's really fun. I'm going to do that this year. I think I've done a lot of thinking these last couple of weeks and a lot of talking with my wife about, because we're just trying to be more serious about, we've been, of all our groups of friends, the friends we went away with over New Year's are buying houses and having kids. And we're like, fuck, we just out in California drinking 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
We're like, we got to figure our shit out. Like, it's not sustainable. I mean, it is sustainable, but it's not sustainable to also make money and live long.
Yeah. Or, I mean, it's sustainable for some people that's what you want your life to be.
Right, that's true, that's true. And that's not what we want our lives to be. That's what it is. So I don't want to pass judgment on people who are like, no, I party 5 nights a week. I go to work. I have a family.
Right.
We pull it all off. That's our thing. Yeah. I don't want to knock any. You're right. That's a good
Live to work or work to live type thing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I have friends like that now. But thinking about it more and more, I'm just like, I know that if you hear the times that I was in the best shape of my life, just based on our conversation, was when I was training for lifeguarding and rugby, when I was training for a powerlifting meet, and when I was going back to play rugby again.
But what are those? Those are just goals.
Those are goals, but but specifically, it's because there's a slight competition part to it.
Oh, right.
Because it's sports.
Right. Yes.
I don't need to bench press a lot to walk around. But yeah. if I'm big and I'm strong, I'm going to be better at these sports that I want to do.
Right.
And now maybe I need to look at life at like that, where I'm like, if I want to be able to run around and play with a kid in 5 years,
yeah,
I'm going to be gassed if I stay on the same trajectory.
Yeah. I mean, one of the big things for me of like really switching it over was I was already doing Muay Thai and stuff when Trish and I got married, but I didn't feel like I was at the place that I should have been when we were like doing our vows of like, you know, gonna be there as long as I can.
Right, just right,
like, fuck, man. I like, as healthy as I feel like I am, I was still just, you know, making those decisions to eat whatever I want all of the time, you know, and like would rather be drinking and doing all this stuff all of the time.
Right.
And it was just like, that's counterintuitive to, I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of these friends for a long time because we've already been friends for a long time.
Right.
And, but eventually you're going to get older and you're going to spend more time with your significant other, hopefully.
Ideally.
And then ideally, and then still be hanging out with those friends. But those are going to be, that's going to get spread out because everybody's life and whatever. So it's like, you have to pay attention to, you know, what your life is going to be with that person. And if it's always going to be kind of this hangout thing, it's going to be hard to be healthy.
Right. It's going to be hard to be. And that's an important part of being in a relationship, a serious relationship, cohabitation or marriage or whatever, is like you have to help each other out.
Yeah.
Like we can bring each other down pretty easily. Like, oh, I want to order pizza. Oh, fine. Okay. Whatever. That's what you want. And who doesn't want to order a pizza? Like, if my wife's like, let's get a pizza, I'm like, I'm going to be like, fine, you get a pizza, I'll order a salad.
Yeah.
No. And vice versa.
It is.
But we just need those to line up more.
They
right?
Do.
So that 2 days a week, we both eat unhealthy rather than 4 days a week when we each get to choose twice. We might as well just choose on the same day.
Right. Well, because it'd be one of those things, especially if Trish at work, like, when they get their food. Like, she doesn't tell me that they, like, ordered somewhere. She was like, ooh, I want to get all of this stuff. And then that night just happens to be the night where I'm like, ooh, I want to get a pizza. She goes, oh, he never wants this. So, yeah, we're going to do that.
Right,
and then she ends up having, you know, that day.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily fair if that's not the day she wanted to necessarily.
Right, right, you know? Right. And that's the kind of the situation me and Tiff are in, is that we're trying to sort that shit out. Where it's just like, hey, let's just back each other up. Let's, like, this weekend we got to go to do some stuff downtown. We're like, hey, let's go to this restaurant, and I'm not going to go insane, but I'm not also going to get a salad at this restaurant that I'm really excited to eat.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, but I know I got Saturday, and I know tonight I'm going to smoke some dope and play some cards. So I haven't smoked all week, and I know I've stocked my fridge with all like fucking paleo food that I've made, like chicken and broccoli and ground beef and lamb and stuff like that. I just do all that shit.
Lamb. You making lamb at your house?
Love lamb. Lamb shoulder, dude. Salt, pepper, garlic, rosemary on lamb shoulder in the broiler. Holy shit.
I do love lamb.
Oh, me too, man. The cuter the animal, the better it tastes. That's why I love gecko so much.
Yeah, just for the commercials,
right,
though,
bro. He's so cute.
Yeah.
I love eating animated gecko meat.
So
animated gecko meat is a great improv team name.
All right.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
backing,
that's a two-man team
backpedaling.
About like 3 months.
Yeah, that's a three-on-three cage match team.
Yeah, yeah.
That gets disbanded when one of the guys gets caught like sexually assaulting someone.
Whoops.
Too soon.
No. Right on. I'm sure by the time this comes out, there'll be a new one.
That's fucked up. So, Eugene, 2016. What are some things? All right, so full disclosure, I had you on the podcast because the listeners love it. This is something not a lot of people talk.
Yeah.
But I'm really having you here for my own sanity.
Okay.
Because it's a way I know if you, like, you'll come over and I'll be inspired and get motivated from talking to you.
Okay.
And
you've been doing pretty well this week.
Yeah, I've been doing pretty well this week. It's Thursday.
Hey, man, that's pretty good. That's
I'm proud of myself.
Deep.
Well, that's the other thing is, too, I'm not smoking weed on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays anymore.
Okay.
That's at least just knocking 3 days out, like, strict. And then I'm going to try not to smoke weed the next four. You know, I don't need to smoke Thursday through Sunday.
Does it make you... Do you make bad decisions when you smoke weed? Is that the issue?
Just food decisions. But also, once I smoke weed, I'm not going to go to the gym anymore. Once I smoke weed, I'm not going to do something else that I need to get done, you know?
And you don't like just smoking weed at the end of the day?
I can do that at the end of the day.
So then what?
The next morning, like, I want to be ready to... I see. What I need to recalibrate sort of what my norm is from 7 days a week.
Uh-huh.
Like, I need to just be like, remember when you used to exercise and smoke weed? That was amazing.
Right.
I used to exercise without smoking weed when I was super strict. Then I started doing both. Mm-hmm. And now I just do one. And I can't do just smoking weed. So I need to just get it back to like a little balanced spot.
Got it.
And I think that's just generally true for me in life. Like,
yeah.
I've let, like, I was 80-20. Now I'm 20. Then I was like 40-60, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm like 20-80, where I'm doing healthy choices 20% of the time.
Yeah.
Which you can't do in perpetuity.
Yeah. But then, like, you just keep moving up.
Then I get to 30-70. Like, we talked about this on a previous podcast, but you get to 40-60, 50-50.
Yeah.
Also, and I, no joke, in 4 days, feel so much better already. Getting on those probiotics, get my fish oil in.
Yeah.
My multis, no grains.
There's nothing wrong. I mean, I'm not, you know, like, as much as we're saying the moderation thing eventually is, even though saying it is stupid, the idea of it is like, what is your normal? Your normal should be good.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But it doesn't hurt to jumpstart because that makes you excited.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's kind of what I needed. I needed like,
yeah.
And what better time than after a 2 week holiday, at the start of a new year, getting back to LA that 3 day New Year's Eve thing that I'm talking about, where we were eating and having fun. Everyone's like, "Oh, I feel so sick." I'm like, "I don't, because I've been doing this now for way too long."
Right.
Like, I'm just like, back to normal, you know. Everyone's like, "Oh, I'm so full." I'm like, "I'll have more." And it's like, "Oh, this is gross." And other people are like, "Oh, I'm good."
Sound like when you're full?
Yeah. Hi, kids. I'm home early. Talk Boy FX commercial.
Yeah.
None of the listeners should be old enough to know what the fuck I'm talking about at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eugene, what are some, for me and for listeners, what are some easy habits?
This is not for listeners. This is just for you.
This is just for me. Listeners, you can just shut this off. I mean, you already have. But what are some easy habits to pick up? Or minor things, or minor changes, just little things you could do. Like, one of the big ones I always, when I'm back into it, is just drink about twice as much water as I normally drink.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Like, drinking a lot of water is a big part of it.
A friend of mine says, he's like, you can't eat that much if you drink a gallon of water.
Yeah.
Like, if during the day you drink a gallon of water, you just can't eat that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
not that you should be replacing water with...
No.
Yeah, but...
But a couple of small things you can do is a small thing that in the long run is pretty huge is eat until you're satisfied rather than you're full.
Right.
That's like a big one.
And I'll just add an addendum to that, is like, once you find out where you're satisfied, then you know that's how much food you need.
Yeah.
That's how much you order or make for yourself every time.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to be enough. Like, I now know how much ground beef and eggs is going to be enough for me. That isn't like, I'm not going back up for more.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, this is good. It satisfied me 4 days in a row. It's got to satisfy me on day five.
And not stuffed that, like, you know, you can't move around or you can't be active the rest of the day. So it's like, you know, finding that. And that's a small thing that takes time. And you just need to, like, work up to it.
Right, exactly.
You know, like, don't give yourself such a small meal, or what you're supposed to think is the small meal is like a fistful of this, a fistful of that, and you're like, damn, I'm still hungry after that. It's like, well, maybe it's your first meal of the day, or maybe you did something already that, like, you're hungrier than that. Like,
yeah,
just figure it out. But take your time figuring that stuff
out. Give yourself some time after you eat, too. If you still think you're hungry, you might not be.
Yeah. Oh, I eat so fast.
I cannot stop. I come from a family of three boys where if you didn't eat fast, you didn't get the food you wanted.
Yeah.
Like when my mom got Cheez-Its, one of us would just like run in the run, grab it, run back to the room and cash it just so you can have them.
Yeah, but that's
just so no one else can have
them. But that's the thing of like, you can't have the food that you don't, if you don't eat fast, you're not going to get all of the food you want.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like all the food you want isn't all the food you need.
Right. So oh, God, is that true?
It's that mentality of going, and it's so hard, especially if...
Like, when I'm stoned or if I'm... Or if I'm not feeling like if I'm feeling like being bad, I could look at any amount of food, any amount, and say I'm worried this isn't enough. Yeah. Like I'm not even joking. Like I could order $18 worth of Taco Bell, look at it, and go, that's not going to be enough. And then I eat it all, and I'm like, fuck me, I feel awful. Yeah.
I mean, it's
and
so
I want
hard.
To get more.
I mean, Taco Bell is one of those places where it's just it's. The best.
I can't. It's the best. I think everybody talks
about Taco Bell all the time.
That's but like
it is the best.
Taco Bell is the unpaid sponsor of this podcast.
But it's one of those things where it's like the reason it's the best is because you want so many different varieties of things. Yeah. So spend the money, spend $30 or the $20 to get a bunch of the stuff, but just try them all.
Two and bites and then throw it out.
There will be enough.
Right.
If you
throw everything out.
There'll be enough. And it's just kind of like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
It's so hard not to want to finish everything because you go, ooh, this is so good. I mean, I think I talked about this for a hot second of like, you only ever need a small ice cream. Did I tell you that?
Yes. That like you're literally your mouth goes numb to the taste. Yeah.
So then it's just your mental mentality of going like, this is so good. I got to keep eating
and it. And
it
feels good. And
it's like, no, you don't need it.
So drink more water.
Drink more
figure out your portions.
Figure out your portions. And then in the same thing, a small thing, which is a big thing in the long run too, is like enjoy those moments. Like, if you're going to have a slice of pizza, like fucking enjoy that first piece. Why don't you love it so much?
Out of guilt.
Yeah.
Or else when you go to like you'll associate that behavior together and you'll feel bad after you do something that you're doing to try to make yourself feel good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you feel shameful after you jerk off. You're like, then why'd you do
never.
It? Never.
Never.
I feel like a fucking hero. Speaking of someone who's been on the road for like 10 weeks.
I did it and there was a reason I did it. Thank you.
I can go about my life now. that's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, so it's like, and then another small thing is do a monthly goal.
Right.
Like just a goal for the month. Like, oh, I want to go on a neck, like instead of taking your dog for a walk just once around the block, go twice around the block twice a week for the month. And that's your goal for the month. And just like those shorter goals that you can achieve.
Yeah. Or I want to go on 10 hikes in January. Or 5 hikes in January.
Yeah.
If you're doing one previously.
Right.
Now, January, I just want to go 5 hikes. I just got to get it in before January's over.
Right.
Right. And so I'll go, if I go twice this week, I'm done. You know, I'm on my way. Just those minor things. Or you know, this shit's going to sound crazy, but now that I live in LA, park your car a block further away. If you don't have a driveway, park your car one block further away. And just adds a block... walking every morning, and it's gorgeous here.
It is pretty great. Yeah, even in the rain, it's just like, I'm not going to get more wet.
This week, I've been relishing in, we've had to do a lot of shit around our apartment.
By the way, I said I wouldn't get more wet. You would get more wet.
You would get definitely more wet.
I don't know why. Like...
I'm so wet just hearing it. I've been like relishing in getting work done around my house because I've been like, oh, I got to move this. And I'm like, just keep moving. I put on my fucking shorts, a podcast, you know, maybe High and Mighty from the HeadGum Network.
God, really? You listen to your own shit?
No, I cannot listen back to this.
God.
Sometimes I'll go back and listen to something like that I want to hear. I can't listen to my own voice, though.
Man,
I don't know how other people do it.
I tried to listen back to an episode we did, and I couldn't stand your voice. I went, ooh, that was hard enough to get through together.
In person. Yeah. A lot of people can barely talk to me in person, no less listen to me inside their ears. Totally understandable. And what are some things you do for motivation, even if it sounds corny? Like, for me, I'll watch rugby videos of hits. Like, I'll watch, like,
oh,
big
really?
Hits. Like,
well, I watch so much UFC all the time, and those guys are always cutting weight and always, like, in great shape.
In such great shape. I love watching UFC workouts. I love watching guys
hit
the tire with the sled.
I love watching them training, like, Road to the Octagon or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he, like, 30 for 30.
The 24-7.
Yeah, or 24-7. It's like, anything where people are working towards a competition
right.
makes you want to work towards a competition.
100%. Training montages from movies.
I don't do that. I should do that.
I watched the Rocky IV fucking Russian training montage, like, once a month.
Really?
When I'm feeling it, I'm like, fuck it, dude. Hearts on fire. And he bench presses the whole family inside the rickshaw. He's like,
See, well, there's a thing. Oh, what I do also for motivation.
Quick aside. Did you see Creed?
No, not yet.
Oh, dude, it's right in your fucking wheelhouse.
I know.
Dude.
I got to go see. I want to see it in the theatres.
Okay. I would go again with you if you wanted to go.
You want
to? Because I fucking, I love
that movie.
We should
go this next week.
Let's go next week and go see Creed before you go.
One thing that I do is there's a handful of songs that I like to work out to. And to get motivated, I listen to that song before I work out. Like before I leave my house, I'm like, God, I gotta work out today.
And
I
maybe you're like, but it's pretty nice in the apartment.
I play that song and I go like, fuck, why am I not, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah. A thing that when I'm doing well, a thing I do is if you set up all your shit that you need to go to the gym, or you need to go for a run, or you need to go for a swim, whatever your thing is, or yoga,
yeah,
whatever it is, if you set it all up so that you don't have to do any work in the moment before you want to leave,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like a friend of mine, friend of the podcast, Patrick Walsh, he messaged me saying one of the best things you could do is if he wants to work out, he sometimes likes to work out stoned, but what he does is puts on all his workout gear, then gets high, and then is like, well, now I'm in fucking shorts and sneakers. I might as well work out.
That's pretty cool.
Right, and it's like, for me, when I was trying to train early in the morning, like, having my sneakers and shoes, everything laid out, so I don't have to do anything, like, setting it all up the night before or an hour before, so you just go, all right, I eat, I drop a deuce, I drink my coffee, I grab this shit and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Well, some people love, and I don't know how they can do it, but is like evening training. I'm just not a big evening training guy.
It's just so easy for things. Friend of the podcast, Ben Rogers, who was just on last week's episode, he started scheduling his workout in his calendar.
Yes, that's so smart.
And then when someone's like, hey, you want to grab lunch? He's like, well, I'm busy till 2. You wanted to go at 2:30.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, because you could easily, the gym, as much as it's a priority for someone like you, because that's a big part of your thing, and it should be a priority for more people, but it's pretty easy to push it off.
Sure.
So a friend goes, hey, we're going to go see Creed in the movies. You're like, well, I'm supposed to go to the gym. I can go to the gym another day.
Yeah.
Can't go see Creed with buddies another day, which is also, you can.
But you can.
But you can. But you also, if you already worked out.
Also, whenever you make a schedule with friends, here's another thing. When you go like, oh, I can't do something at 1, nobody goes, well, what's your thing at 1?
Yeah. They don't have to know.
They don't have to know.
You'll go, hey, can we do 2:30? Everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's do 2:30.
That's great, because then I can go to the gym. And then you're like, I can go to the gym at 1. Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I was keeping it a secret, right, though, for some reason.
Or if you do say it, then, you know, they get angry.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. And that's their own guilt thing, and that's their own shit that they're going through. So it's like, for me, I need to go first thing in the day because I like the way that it feels when I start my day. I also train fasted, though. So...
Yeah, which for people don't, that means you don't eat before.
Eat before I work out.
That makes me nauseous.
Really?
Yeah.
I do take like BCAAs and branched chain amino acids before I train, but I don't eat. And I feel like if I have to train later in the afternoon,
You got food in your stomach. What time do you train?
I train anywhere from like 5 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Let me rephrase that. How long after you wake up are you training normally?
Within an hour.
Within an hour. So that you could potentially do on an empty stomach. It's when you sit around for 2 hours before you go to the gym.
It's the first thing I do in my day.
Yeah.
Unless I have something else to do. And if I do have something else to do, then I'll try to eat before I do that thing. So then whatever thing is over, I can go to the gym after that.
And still be sort of fasted because it's been 5 hours or so.
I'm trying to do it. Before lunch I try to train.
Well, for me, and I don't have any, like, I'm so out of shape that it doesn't matter, fast or whatever, I just need to get in the gym. But for me, if I'm going to go to the gym at 3 p.m. and I wake up at 8 a.m., that is 7 hours in which I can come up with an excuse, find something else to do, eat a meal that derails my whole day, get on a watching something on Netflix jag.
It gets hard,
Go out with a friend for lunch, and then he's like, hey, you want to do one other thing? You know, or like,
you want to go see Creed?
Or your wife texts you and says, I'm actually getting out of work early tonight, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like everything,
I said, ugh, like that's a bad thing.
I know, right? Exactly. Both of us complained about our wives getting out of work early. Like, this apartment's supposed to be mine for the whole day.
That happened yesterday with Trish. She was like, oh my God, I get out early. 6:30 is early.
It's early
her.
For TV writing, yes.
And she goes, I get out at 6:30. And my plan was to go to the gym at 5:30 because I had something all morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go to the gym at 5:30. And she was like, really? And I'm like, yeah, and it was like it made me guilty, and it made her guilty that
right,
I had.
Yeah. And she's like, I can't believe I'm getting upset with my husband for wanting to go to the gym. Yeah. I can't believe I'm going to the gym over hanging out with my wife. I'm in town for 3 weeks, but at the same time,
it's
funny. Pushes hanging out half hour back, and it's really, and that's why I think I need to start getting up and doing it. I've been getting up at 8 a.m. now, which is very early for me.
Yeah. Well, but it's also the mentality of like how many days a week do you want to train. Like, so a motivational thing for me is. Again, my goal for the month or my overall goals. How many days a week do I want to train? I want to train anywhere from 4 to 6 days a week.
Wow.
At least.
Jesus Christ.
At least once a day.
Yeah.
Right? So if I can get a 2-a-day in because I feel good, then I'll do it. Factor into the amount of days I want to train. So
you want to work out four to six days a week. Even if you work out twice one day, that counts as one day.
Okay. So, and that's just a really good day. So, my motivation is if it's Monday and I go, I have time right now to work out. I'm not that sleepy. I feel like I can get up. I'm going to get up and work out because then that's one of my 4 days or one of my
Check.
6 days. Check.
Got it.
And then that now gets
me
excited.
Now I need 3 to 5 more days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I already got one in. I got 3 to 5 more days, and I got 6 more days in the week.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So then that makes it easier because then all of a sudden when my Wednesday is shot.
Yeah, out of nowhere, to keep it general for other people, work meeting or.
Yeah.
Also, hey, we're at a random dinner. Guess who's in town? Blah, blah,
right.
blah. Yeah,
and
that
then
kind of
like weirdly out here, it's like because of the rain, things take 45 more minutes to get to places. It's like that hour that you were going to train is now out the window. So. Yeah. You have to miss that day. And I've been trying, and a thing that's motivation for me is like athletes, thinking like an athlete again, just back to an old podcast conversation we had. If they miss one day of training, they don't give a fuck.
Right. They take your rest day when
they
it comes.
They take their rest day when it comes, yeah.
Yeah. And also, if you're that crazy and you're feeling it, just fucking bang out 40 squats, 40 push-ups, and 40 sit-ups in your house.
I mean, I also have a gym in my garage, so I have no excuse to not work out 7 days a week, except for the excuse of being smart about it.
You're super busy,
yeah,
and you manage to squeeze in 4 to 6 workouts a week, 4 to 6 days a week, sometimes 2 a day. Like, people who are listening, and personally, don't let Eugene's dedication make you feel bad.
No.
Let Eugene's dedication say, if he could do it 4 to 6 days a week, sometimes more than once a day, I could do 3 days a week.
Yeah.
I could do two. If you're doing 2 days a week is an insane amount
more. Great. Yeah.
It's not insane amount in its difficulty. It's insane amount in the benefits.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to tell myself now, because even now I'm like, oh, if I can't get to the gym and really get an hour and a half in and hit my squat, deadlift, and now I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do that all the time. I got to be able to also just go for a 2 mile run or a half a mile
run. And you say twice a week, and that's during a work week.
Right.
You're like, if I can do 2 of these 5 days, that would be awesome.
And you
and then on the weekend, go on a longer walk or a longer hike. I mean, that's literally...
That's enough to keep you in shape.
Great shape.
And we're not even talking about go and do CrossFit 2 days a week. Go and do your thing 2 days a week.
Yeah.
If it's tennis, if it's swimming, if it's basketball, you do that twice a week and something on the weekends that go on a long walk with your wife or loved one or a roommate or husband.
And then be
or
happy
whatever.
With your eating choices. Like, just be happy with the fucking way that you eat. But like one of my 2016 things, which was also funny that I was like, ooh, when you sent me the thing about the Spartan race on like that Sunday in September, I think what would be really fun would to do that race because that's like 3 to 5 miles. And then whatever we would have for lunch and then do a power hour that night.
let's do it. Let's
because you earned it. You
let's,
earned it.
Let's do it and record it.
Yeah.
Let's yeah. do it and record. Yeah. And that's the other thing that I miss, too. I miss playing 80 minutes of brutal rugby and then being okay to drink 20 beers and eat fucking ribs. Because you're like, I fucking did hard labor. I love... After my one of the best meals I ever had, and it was alone, which is kind of sad, but it's more like one of the best tasting meals was after my powerlifting meet. I went to my favorite Chinese food restaurant in Brooklyn, bought like literally dumplings, rangoons, egg roll, General Tso's, fried rice, sat it down on the table. I had a diet. I had a Dr. Pepper, not even a diet Dr. Pepper. I smoked a fucking huge joint and then sat down and just ate all that and didn't feel bad because I earned it.
Yeah.
Because I lifted a total of 1,200 pounds that day or
if
whatever
we
it was.
Did, yeah. If we did a Spartan race and then afterwards did a power hour and ate
Taco Bell.
You can't eat during a power hour, can you?
That's hard. That's difficult. That's trust me, if anyone dangerous. Can, it's yeah. me, and I'm not sure if you can pull it
I'm
off.
Wondering how bloated you'd feel or dangerous.
I guess every sip of beer would be brutal.
I guess you'd have to eat
right before, after.
Right after.
Yeah, you'd have. We'll have a little post-Spartan race snack.
Yeah.
Then we'll do our power hour, and then we go drunk and
binge.
If it's me,
you, and Rogers, too.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That'd be a fun power hour to do.
Yeah, we should do that. And that's the kind of thing, too, is maybe that's something you want to do to if you think you need external motivation. Maybe if there's some ex-meatheads listening who used to be jocks or whatever, maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need, like, hey, I'm going to go compete in this event or this race or this 5K or this open water swim or this fun run obstacle course.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you put something on the calendar that you got to train for, that might snap your old ex-jock. That might, like, light up the ex-jock part yeah. of your brain.
And you might, and if it's not until September, there might be...
You could take a whole month off. You could blow a whole month. You could just be like, March, you can drop the ball and do nothing all March and still not fuck yourself over.
Or you could be like wavering this whole time and trying, but like knowing that that's in the back of your head, September, like come June, you know, you're going to go like, fuck, I got to get going.
Right, exactly. I got 3 months,
you know,
and I don't want to embarrass myself.
Yeah, and it does. You know, it does keep that short-term goal a long-term goal at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Eugene, how long are you going out of town for on this next run?
10 more weeks.
10 more weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That brings you back in like mid-March?
Mid-March, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to make a declaration because I'm going to make my fans or listeners, I don't know if you guys are necessarily fans,
they're
might
not.
Accidentally just, be listening. This yeah. might just be the podcast that's playing in the insane asylum in the waiting room where all the people are just fucking vegged out going like, what's a shithead? What's a fuckboy?
I think they put it in the lobby of a sale asylum. So after they listen, they're like, oh, I'm good.
Oh,
and they just walk
never
out.
Mind.
Oh, you know what? I'm good.
Oh, I got the. I'll sort my shit. If this guy is out there in the real world, I'll be fine.
This guy. Somebody's making this happen for him.
So I'll say it on there. I'm going to hold myself to it. I'm going to fucking, I'm going to send fucking, I want you to keep tabs on me. I'll actively yeah. email you too, because I'm asking you to keep tabs on me while you're busy on a job. I mean, hey, do me a favor while you're on job. Can you also remote personal train me? But I'm going to hold myself to the listeners and to you. And I'm going to really do something this time.
What's your numbers at now? Have you tested any of have you done your CrossFit total?
No, I don't even know. I kind of want to do
just your strict press, your back
yeah. I was
squat and
I was thinking
deadlift.
About doing Wendler, about doing 5-3-1 for this next go through. So I would need to find my training totals anyway.
Yeah,
but I would say I'm in low 300s for squat, which is just because because of my size. Low 300s for dead, and probably for bench. In low 200s and for press in high 100s.
You okay.
Because that's just holdover stuff.
Yeah, so why don't you just find them and then...
And see what I can do up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then just like work up. Because why not?
Right.
Did I tell you... So I was gone for 10 weeks and I was in Hawaii that whole time. I know.
Rough life.
Fucking sag after, baby.
Yeah. Guys, you'll know all the shit we're talking about in about a year, so
yeah. I think it's out there now, though, that I'm in this movie and shooting it. So.
Right, so that's fair. Do you want to say it? It's up to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because this helps a couple of things for motivation. It's Skull Island, the new King Kong movie.
Eugene is in that film, and so that's why he's been gone for a while, and that's why he's going to be gone again for a bit. But he's got... He's going to be in a big blockbuster movie, but the dude took his time to come swing by here and listen
it.
To me prattle on about trying to turn my life around for the third time in a row.
Hey, but sometimes that's what it takes, a couple of months of just like getting back into it, because it's easy to fall off if you consider it falling off rather than like just, you know.
A misstep.
Yeah, a misstep or just part of the process.
For me, if I fall off for 3 days in a row, I can turn that into 3 months with one small decision. Like 3 days can become 3 months pretty easily.
Yeah, and but...
But the same goes for positive. That's the best part.
It's one small decision, but it's one small decision every moment of every day afterwards. Like, you have to convince yourself right. every day, even after the fourth day of going like, fuck, man, well, I might as well just eat shitty the rest of the week.
And you know you don't want to. Your body's saying, don't do this.
Is already a choice that you didn't want to make.
Right, and you're forcing yourself into make. It would be, at that point, the inertia is towards healthy choices, but you're forcing it the other direction.
But all you have to do is just like, you know, you just might need somebody else to just kind of keep you in check. So I don't mind emailing with you while I'm gone. But while I was in Hawaii, I was a member of CrossFit HTF, Hightown Fam.
Shout out, fam. What up, fam? Are they? That's great,
but
Jim.
Those dudes, they all lift heavy, man, and it's great. I was doing a deadlift. And I was trying to get to my deadlift now is at 435, and I was trying to do 445. And in the middle of doing it, got it right above my knee. My nose started bleeding. It like popped my head.
That's some fucking old school powerlifting.
That
shit.
Scared the shit out of me. I was like, this is not a good thing.
No, that's a strength. Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, I got to be careful. But the reason is a longtime goal of mine, or the goal of mine now, is this movie will come out in March of 2017. So I've got a year. I've got about 15 months.
To be nude, fully nude on the red carpet.
To be fully nude on the red carpet. But
interesting goal.
The month that it comes out in March of next year, before the movie comes out, I want to be able to do this CrossFit WOD called the King Kong.
Oh, that's so smart, dude. So let's talk about what the King Kong is, because I know
what
it is.
Everybody what the King Kong WOD is. It's three rounds. No, there's no scaling, meaning you can't bring the weight down. If you finish it, it doesn't really matter what your time is, but it is for time. But the fact that you can do it all is what matters. So it's three rounds of one deadlift of 455, two muscle-ups, three cleans at 250, either 250 or 265, and then four handstand push-ups for three rounds. So that clean and that deadlift for three rounds, so a total of nine cleans at that weight.
Is brutal.
So I am not there yet with my clean, and I'm not there yet with my deadlift to be able to do it.
That's 15 months from now?
That's 15 months.
Yo.
But that's plenty of time.
Yo, I'll do it with you.
Can you do a muscle up?
No, but I have 15 months.
You have 15 months,
right? Because
yes.
I'm closer to the deadlift and clean than you are.
Yeah.
And when I'm in shape, I could do handstand push-ups.
Right.
The muscle ups would be the hard thing for me.
Yeah, yeah. And we would do it, and it's strict. Handstand push-ups.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
so
yeah,
I can't
those anyway.
It seems impossible and harder.
Right. To me, I don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Four handstand push-ups. So that's a total of 12.
I don't think I would be able to do a muscle up in 15 months if I've never done one before. But
I think you'd be able to do one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Well, this would be an insane declaration to say right now in 15 months to do King Kong with you.
That would be great.
I wouldn't want to take away from the thunder of the guy who's in the movie King Kong doing King Kong.
I think I need to do it with somebody else. And I think it would be great if we...
Yeah, let's do it. Because then when you come back in mid-March, we're about a year out.
We're
you
a
have
year
a gym.
Out.
We
yes.
can maybe work out once a week together. You're
right.
going to help me with muscle-ups. I'm a good clean coacher as well, because I've been coaching the clean I've been doing the clean for a long time since
great.
High school football. Yeah.
Love it.
Dude. All right, there it is. Yo, expect hey, listeners, expect a video in 15 months.
Spartan Race first in September.
Spartan Race first in September. Assuming I don't blow my fucking brains out in the next couple of months, this is the plan. Eugene, thank you so much for
buddy.
Coming on, man. And I appreciate all you've done for me and for the listeners. Guys, get out there. It's 2016. Maybe it's time to sort your fucking shit out.
Yeah.
You can still smoke weed. You can still eat Taco Bell. You can still do whatever you want to do. Just bring in the shit that's going to keep you around longer so you can fucking watch your kids smoke weed and eat
and
Taco
clean
Bell.
Your house.
Clean your fucking house, you pigs. Clean your house, you fucking pigs. Wash your ass. Scrub your ass. Eugene, where can listeners find you? It's
You can find me on Twitter at Huge Cordero.
Yeah, and hit us up. Tweet us questions if you have, because I'm always down to get into conversations about this shit. You know, email. You could always email highandmightypodcast@gabrus.com, because we'll have Eugene back on when he's back here to check up on me.
Yeah.
We'll do a 10-week checkup on me.
10 weeks. We'll have another one. It'll be great. It'll fly by.
All right. And then I guess also get your early tickets for Skull Island coming out March 2017.
Yeah, get your Star Wars Rogue One tickets first, and then...
And I feel like we talked about our wives enough on this podcast that we should say, should watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Fox. That's where Eugene's
McAlpin.
Wife, Trish McAlpin's a writer on that show. And Tiffany Gabrus works on Ash vs. Evil Dead on Stars. So you guys, support our wives. I mean, we're tired of doing it.
The other way around.
Thanks, HeadGum. Thanks, Chris, in the booth, and all you other motherfuckers out there. Later, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.